Ladies and gentlemen, it's Monday, October 28th, 2024. This is the InfoWars War Room, and we are absolutely loaded today. And I mean loaded with election news for you with now a week until election day. So let me tell you what we have coming up. We will be doing a deep analysis on the path to 270 today. And what you're going to be getting is the realist political science commentary on the 2024 election and where it stands in the Electoral College. And this isn't about being a quote-unquote black pillar or a doom pillar. I call it as I see it. I'm going to tell you where it really stands. Not hype. Not buying into hope or fear, not propaganda, no political campaigns own this broadcast. You're going to get the truth about where the 2024 presidential election truly stands. And most people are missing it. And I get it, because we've already been there before. We were there in 2020 when Donald Trump had 30,000, 40,000 at a rally. Joe Biden didn't even have rallies. We were there in 2016. We've been down these roads before. But a lot of the people that are now on the Trump train, a lot of the people that are now getting promoted as Trump supporters for whatever reasons, the various reasons that they're getting involved now, they haven't been down this road. We have. And so we're going to tell you all the signs as we are now a week away from the presidential election. And there was huge news today. Out of Nevada. Huge news. We're going to tell you that, and we're going to show you an update on where the early voting and absentee voting and everything else is at today as well. We're also going to have highlights from all the political events over the weekend, which there was no shortage of. Trump rallies, the Rogan podcast, what the Democrats are up to with the Kamala Harris campaign and Tim Walz. So we got all kinds of highlights as far as that's concerned as well. But the big news is out of Nevada. And then they're, as predicted, they're now going after Elon Musk for his super PAC. And it is the Soros-funded Philadelphia district attorney that is now going after Elon Musk. So again, it's the same story. They'll weaponize the Justice Department. They'll weaponize the court system. They'll weaponize the government against their opposition. And then it's exactly what the Democrats are doing. And yet another time, another case, another example against Elon Musk. Now, this is the true crossroads we're at. The culture is changing where people, 2016, it was like, you put on a MAGA hat, it's like walking around in a KKK hat. That's the how well the propaganda was working in 2016. 2020 was kind of a mixed bag, but it was like 2016, only the boldest would wear a Trump hat. 2020, it was like, yeah, okay, you could wear a Trump hat. 2024, it's like, now you wear a Trump hat. It's like everybody wants to give you a hug, a fist bump. Athletes are doing it. Athletes are finding new ways to troll the live games, the live cameras with their Trump hats, their Trump shirts under their jerseys. So the culture is changing. More people are now willing to either admit Trump is popular or winning. So again, what is the crossroads? Well, folks, and we'll play a clip from the Trump rally, Madison Square Garden, and we'll expose the lies about that as well. But Tucker Carlson said it right. We've been saying it on this show for I don't know how long now. If they steal this election, nobody's going to believe it. Nobody's going to believe Kamala Harris won. It's not going to be us. It's not going to be this audience. It's going to be the average Republican. It's going to be the average American. It's going to be 60% of Americans after the election is called for Harris. They're going to say, no way. What happens then? I don't know. But that's where we're at.
Many of the supplements available at thealexjonesstore.com are the latest cutting-edge, highest-rated game changers that have been discovered through research. And that's wonderful. But many of the products there are known, tried-and-true staples like elderberry. It's just that Ours is high quality, very strong, concentrated, and at a competitive price, especially if you get more than one bottle, then it's some of the best prices you'll find anywhere, and your purchase funds our operations against the globalist, a 360 win. So get your concentrated elderberry, particularly right now in the fall and winter, and you take it as a preventative ahead of time. And what the wives' tales said hundreds of years ago, now with modern science we know, it boosts your immune system, it's antiviral. So now, high-quality ultimate elderberry, scientific name, Sambucus, available right now at thealexjonesstore.com. It's good for your body, and it funds the InfoWar.
Headquarters with 7 days, 8 hours, and 52 minutes until the presidential election day. And we have huge election news today, maybe the biggest yet. As we get closer, and I suspect there'll be more and more, is there still an October surprise? Did the Democrats October surprise of Trump is Hitler, they're all Nazis? And then the latest, think about this, remember the sexual accusations from last week? How did those stick? Not very well, did they? Come and went like nothing. Like an Eric Swalwell fart in the wind. Was that their October surprise? Do they have more coming? Is their October surprise the decision that was just made today in the Nevada courts? So I'm going to get into this latest news, the latest early voting results in the states where it still matters. We're starting to get a clear picture now. And then I'm going to do an update on the status with the path to 270 before we get into what the campaigns were up to this weekend. But ladies and gentlemen, this is the big one. As I've said, this election is going to be won and lost in the courts, not at the ballot box. The Democrats have had the court victories in Wisconsin, Michigan, and Pennsylvania. And with a week till Election Day, the Republicans have had no victories, and so I see no reason why Trump is going to win those states. None at all. He'll need at least half a million. He'll need to win by half a million votes in Pennsylvania just to win by one vote. He'll need to win by 400,000 votes in Michigan to win by one vote. He'll need to win by 300,000 votes in Wisconsin to win by one vote. And even if that's the case, they'll find two mail-in ballots that weren't counted, and they'll count those both for Harris, and she'll win. Nothing has been done to win those states, unfortunately, despite all the efforts of Elon Musk and Scott Pressler and the RNC. Bless them. Bless their hearts. Bless their efforts. They're going to get stolen. I'm sorry to be the realist here. Donald Trump won Michigan, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania by a landslide in 2016 and then lost at 3:30 in the morning, even though he was leading those states all day long in 2020. We all saw what happened with the Vote Viagra. Well, the Vote Viagra is happening now with mail-in ballots. The Vote Viagra is happening now, and it'll happen at 3:30 in the morning, too, if they need it. And nothing is going to stop them. Now, we'll see what the response is after, because that's the key difference. The response after they pulled that off in 2020 was not loud enough. and they had the loudest voices completely censored off the internet, like us here at InfoWars calling it out minute number one. So okay, let's say they pull the vote Viagra. It likely won't be nearly as dramatic because they're already pulling the vote Viagra now. So instead of taking the vote Viagra at 3:30 in the morning, they're doing it right now during the early voting process so that it doesn't look as obvious. But okay, let's just say they do pull it off. You're going to have voices like Elon Musk leading the way, and it's going to be a mainstream story, and you'll probably have conservative media split 50-50 on who's willing to call out the steal and who's not. And you'll probably have more voices in the Republican Party that are going to stand loud and proud and saying they stole it than they did in 2020. So that will be the difference. Will it result in anything? I don't know. Will they be running scared over the insurrection claims and everything else? I don't know. Will another million people march to Washington, D.C.? I don't know. But at where it stands right now, I don't think Trump wins those states. The early voting numbers are already favoring the Democrats. Bigly. So I'm not an accelerationist, but maybe that's what needs to happen. Maybe people need to see how bad it is that don't quite get it yet. But that's not the big news. We're building up to that. We're building up to how we're going to reach 270 here. In Virginia, Democrat judges, the Department of Justice says, nope, you cannot clear the voter rolls. So the hundreds of thousands of ineligible voters that the governor cleared off the rolls, the Democrats came in and said, nope, you can't do that. They get to vote. Well, why would they do that? Because they think they're Democrat votes, or they know they're Democrat votes, or they're Democrat votes that they're already banking on and they have sitting in a warehouse somewhere ready to go for election day. They tried to do the same thing in North Carolina. They're doing the same thing in Georgia right now. And then the judge comes out in Georgia, says the same thing, and says, oh, by the way, no hand counting of ballots either. We can't be having that. And we can't be allowing there to be an audit of the vote either. So no audits, no hand counts, no voter integrity. So, okay, that's where we built up. Trump needs to win Virginia, folks. Trump needs to win North Carolina, and Trump needs to win Georgia. Now, if you think he's going to win Michigan, Wisconsin, and Pennsylvania, then he doesn't. I don't believe that. Now today, and of course the legal battles in Arizona too. Now today, Nevada to count late arriving mail-in ballots rejecting GOP lawsuit. The Nevada Supreme Court rules mail-in ballots without postmarks can be counted after Election Day. Oh, you don't say. Well, guess what's happening in Nevada right now? The Republicans are winning. Donald Trump is winning. All early voting and mail-in ballots and absentee data that we can get access to, and it doesn't tell you who you vote for, but some states it tells you what party you're affiliated with or what party you requested a ballot through. And then you can just look at the regions, the counties it's coming in as well. The data we have from Nevada shows Trump is probably up 5 to 10 points, maybe more, but definitely 5 to 10. What do you know? What do you know? The Democrats come in, beat the Republicans in court, and say, we can count ballots as long as we want. Even if it's marked after Election Day. After Election Day. Unpostmarked ballots will count up to 3 days after the polls close. So the Democrats are going to be voting for 3 days after Trump wins Nevada. Now, notice how they're making all these decisions right before the election. Notice how they're making all these decisions just ahead or right as early voting is starting. They didn't want to make these decisions 90 days before the election. They're making them all now. So that the court battles couldn't be won, couldn't be stalled. But notice the attitude difference. Notice the attitude difference. So when it's clearing the voter rolls, they say, we can't do that. We can't do anything 90 days before the election. So when clearing the voter rolls would help Trump or hurt the Democrats, they say you're not allowed to do it. When counting unmarked ballots, counting late ballots, when that will help the Democrats, they say, oh, no, the 90-day rule doesn't apply here. Count them all day. Count them for 3 days. I mean, folks, this is outrageous. This is outrageous. And as I sit here, where's the big news on this? Where are the people talking about this? Where is the Republican Party coming out and talking about this? Again, the RNC, Michael Whatley just did another 30-minute interview today. Laura Trump spoke in Madison Square Garden. And Trump is live right now. We'll pick some of this up in Georgia. But this is more important right now because nobody is talking about this. I follow all the media. I follow the independent media, the mainstream media, all of it. Nobody's talking about this. And they're usually late to the party if they do. They finally picked up the Virginia story. They finally picked up the Georgia story. Everybody needs to know about this now. What they're doing in Nevada. This entire election could come down to Nevada. And they know it. And they're saying we can count votes 3 days late. This is insane. Oh, yeah. There's no time left on the clock, but why don't you go ahead and score a couple touchdowns until you get the lead, and then we'll call it the game. Insane. This election will not be won or lost at the ballot box. It will be won or lost in the courts. And the Republicans just took a major defeat in Nevada. Huge. Nevada was decided by tens of thousands of votes in 2020. And you don't think that the Democrats, with their vote mules and mail-in ballots getting shipped in mass to parking lots and everywhere else, if they're down by 20,000, say, on election night, you don't think they'll find 25,000 for Harris? I mean, what else do you think is going on here, folks? What else do you think is going on here? And so this is the problem as well with early voting, is it gives them an idea of how many votes they need, or it gives them an idea of, oh, we're losing in these states, we need to get out. We need to get work done. But again, I understand why people early vote as well. So it's a catch-22. So this now reverses all the victories. So Republicans were winning in the courts in Nevada. Now they just got dealt this massive defeat. You also have these wild stories with ballot boxes going up in flames in Oregon, in Washington. They'll probably end up blaming that on a Trump supporter. Ballot boxes in Oregon and Washington, state set on fire under investigation. I mean, honestly, though, it's like the perfect... I mean, that's your 2024 election right there. I mean, it's just up in flames. The thing is a joke. These mail-in drop boxes, mail-in, a ballot, official ballot drop box, and then the Democrats win in court, and you're not even allowed to have surveillance. So think about that. There's no surveillance over these drop boxes. So you can't even go and look at the footage of who did it. The Democrats ruled in court no surveillance over the ballot drop boxes. How convenient. And so now somebody just goes and burns one down and you can't even find who did it because they made surveillance illegal. And then when you file a FOIA request from local police to get it, they say, oh, it's gone. We don't have it. Because we caught them in 2020. Because Dinesh D'Souza caught them in 2020. Just like the same thing that happened when they got caught in 2020 and people got arrested because their fingerprints were identified on fraudulent ballots. Their fingerprints. Then they started showing up wearing gloves. There's your image of your 2024 election right there. A mail-in official ballot drop box on fire. Oh, we don't know. Oh, is your vote going to count? Oh, we have no idea. Who did it? I don't know. Surveillance is illegal. It's a joke. And we're going to sit here and talk about election integrity. We're going to sit here protecting our democracy. So, oh boy, if you had your mail-in ballot in that drop box, what do you think is going to happen to that? Nice. Real safe way to vote. This whole thing is a joke. This whole deal is a joke, ladies and gentlemen. Now, this is real, and we didn't cover this because, I mean, it was obviously fake to me day one. Now they're saying it was Russian. It was a Russian fake. U.S. intelligence says Russia is behind video of ballots being destroyed in Pennsylvania. U.S. intelligence officials have confirmed that a viral video spreading online showing mail-in ballots being destroyed in the key battleground suburb of Bucks County, Pennsylvania, is a hoax perpetuated by Russia as a part of its effort to elect Donald Trump. Yeah, there's your Russian collusion. It's Russian collusion again. It's sex accusations again. It's Trump is Hitler again. Here we go again. Here we go again. Early in-person voting and absentee ballots. By the way, 1.5 million absentee ballots in Michigan. 1.5 million. Does that seem a little high? Seem a little high to you? 1.5 million absentee? Where are they all going? What are the people in Michigan doing? They're not in Michigan, apparently. 1.5 million absentee ballots. And in-person voting, it's almost all being done in Detroit. This is bad news. But Trump's winning in the polls. Trump's winning in the polls in Michigan. Trump's polling so well in Michigan. He's polling better than he ever has in Michigan. Cool. You don't get it yet, do you? Now, I got to say, the gap in Pennsylvania has been closed. This was a big development over the weekend. Mail-in and absentee ballots. 1.5 million mail-in and absentee ballots combined in Pennsylvania, but somehow Michigan has 1.5 million absentee ballots by itself. Okay. The gap has closed. And while it's still going to be a couple hundred thousand, the gap has closed in Pennsylvania. Now, I would say Trump has to win Pennsylvania by 500,000 votes to win, which he might be able to do. But then they'll find, if Trump wins by 500,000 votes, he'll win by one vote, and then they'll find two mail-in ballots for Harris at 4 o'clock in the morning and then declared for Harris. So, but the numbers have been bad, really bad. I mean, disastrous in Pennsylvania for Trump. Over the weekend, things started to balance out a little bit. So now the gap looks like it's maybe about 200,000 to 300,000. So, but Trump has to win Pennsylvania by 500,000 to win it by one. I wouldn't count on it, though. I would not count on Pennsylvania because they lost all the court battles and the Democrats have 10 to 1 poll watchers, which is totally illegal, by the way. I mean, just cut and dry, totally lawless, totally illegal. They don't care. They're counting mail-in ballots after Election Day. That's what I'm saying. Like, people don't get it. There is no fair and balanced election. It doesn't exist. Now, you can try to work the courts and the rules and massage it as much as possible to try to get the closest thing to a real result. But there's no fair and balanced. There's no real election anymore. There's so much fraud. I mean, it's a joke. No surveillance of drop boxes, no voter ID signature verification, no address signature verification. We'll count mail-in ballots 3 days late. We don't care when you vote. Give me a break. Drives me nuts. Drives me nuts that people aren't talking about this. But that's part of the problem. It happens. And they mostly get away with it. The mainstream media doesn't cover it. I mean, most people are riding high on the vibes right now. Hey, I get it. Trump's kicking ass. He's more popular than ever. The rallies are bigger than ever. This rally in Madison Square Garden was amazing. It was awesome. I'm here for the good times. I'm loving it. I want the happy ending. I'm living the highs, but I'm in the lows as well. But if you sit here and live in the highs all day, that's when they steal it like they did in 2020. Because it was the same garbage in 2020. This rally sign, oh my God, Biden's so bad. And then what happened? And then who was bold enough to even talk about it the next day? That'll be the big difference here. So people are still buying that there's going to be some semblance of a fair election here. They're still buying that. They haven't learned the hard way there, but they'll definitely, if Trump loses, won't believe it. And we got some follow-up clips on that that we'll explain too. North Carolina, the numbers continue to be good. North Carolina, the numbers continue to be good for Donald Trump with early in-person voting and mail-in ballots. So North Carolina has not changed. So with this, let's conclude here with a couple minutes left in the segment. Guys, can we pull up 270 to win? I hope we have it ready to go here. We're going to give you an update on where it stands with 1 week till election. Man, but see, we're already in the election. So we got to be careful how we even talk. We are in the election right now. The election is ongoing right now. The vote Viagra for Kamala Harris is going on right now. We are in it. And the court battles are favoring the Democrats in these key states now. All right, so here we go. This is really where we're at. Put Virginia, toss up. Put Georgia, toss up. Put Nevada, toss up. Yeah, I'd say that's maybe you could put Arizona toss up, but I don't think so. I don't think that. I mean, I'd love to put Arizona as a toss up, but it's just like, I mean, you could throw New Hampshire as a toss up even, because there's some poll numbers indicating that those could be a toss up. This is where you stand right now, and if you follow this, you know in the past I've had Virginia, Georgia, and Nevada red. Not anymore. Now the Democrats have had court battles and won in Virginia and Georgia and Nevada, and now they're toss-ups. And that's what's going on. And where is your Republican leadership? Glenn Youngkin? Okay. Glenn Youngkin has come out and made statements and said, nope, we're not going to let this happen. So let's assume then we can get Virginia by miracle. All right, go ahead and chalk Virginia up for Trump. You're still short, and you need Nevada and you need Georgia. What have you heard from Republican leadership in Georgia or Nevada? Have you heard anything? Now, this ruling in Nevada just came out today, so maybe we'll give the Republican leadership there some time. In Georgia, this has been over a week since the judge said no audits, no hand counts, no nothing. And the Democrats are dominating in early voting right now. And where's the Republican leadership saying anything about it? Nothing. They've said nothing. So this is where we're at right now, folks. This is your current status.
We are announcing Ultimate Hydroforce. Now, this is not just electrolytes, okay? This is really a superfood, similar to Vitamin Mineral Fusion, but with a whole bunch more electrolytes and other things in there. It would take me a long time to go through the ingredients, three pages of them here, and what they do. But it's got super high-quality vitamin C, niacin, vitamin B6, vitamin B12. It's got pantothenic acid, vitamin B5, so key, calcium, magnesium, zinc, manganese, chloride, sodium, and more. Potassium, the list goes on and on. And it's all the highest quality sources of it on top of that. And then it funds my broadcast and the crew and all of us continuing on. So we need your support if InfoWars shuts down November 13th to continue on. Regardless, it's going to help us up our game if InfoWars survives. So please go check out this amazing supplement, the highest quality you're going to find, with big discounts and other great supplements at thealexjonesstore.com. We sought out the very best, highest quality rehydrating product for pre-workout, post-workout, you name it. And we found a top company with top reviews that would let us private label it. And it's beyond just hydration. It's beyond just getting your electrolytes. It's a superfood. It's a pre-workout. It's a post-workout. You've got to go read all the ingredients that are in this bad boy. And then look at the insane low prices, between 30 and 50% off, depending on how many canisters you get of Ultimate HydroForce. Now, again, go look at the ingredients for yourself and the quality of the ingredients and the amount of the ingredients. This baby is next level. This is beyond anything out there at anywhere near this low price. As you know, I always seek to bring you the very best supplements possible so you get a great response, great effects, and you want to come back and get them again. Like a restaurant wants to have tasty, good, delicious food. So there's a line out the door. Well, I've got to admit some false advertising, and next time we reproduce this, or my sponsors do, we're going to probably have to change the name. And why is that? Well, it's simple. This is called Ultimate HydroForce Electrolyte Drink Mix. But it's really a superfood, post-workout, pre-workout. That's why it's Ultimate HydroForce and more, I guess you say. Hydration, energy, vitamins, minerals, health, immune system. Get your HydroForce exclusively at thealexjonesstore.com.
As you can see, I'm not just MAGA, I'm dark MAGA.
A few weeks ago, when I saw Elon Musk in Pennsylvania with Trump at Butler, and he had that dark MAGA hat on, I said, we've got to have our own. And we've come out with it. Yeah, we can put one out that, you know, just says Make America Great Again, and that's available at thealexjonesstore.com. But I personally like this one, Murdered Out. It fits great, and it funds the InfoWar and supports President Trump. And if you don't like Murdered Out, we got it white on black. So get yours right now and a bunch of other great designs of hoodies and t-shirts and top-of-the-line supplements that all fund the Second American Revolution at thealexjonesstore.com. Let me show you a few more of these. Now that the FDA admits fluoride does lower your IQ and give you cancer and infertility, it's a great time to wear one of these beautiful hats, and it's a great way to start a conversation and warn people. Here's the classic Make America Great Again Murdered Out, and we've got the Save the Frogs over 50 designs, all at thealexjonesstore.com, and it keeps us on air and it spreads the word. Please go to alexjonesstore.com and get your Patriot gear.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Is under attack. This is the War Room.
All right, this story in Nevada is developing. We're going to keep our eye on it. I'm going to reach out to some of my contacts in Nevada, see what's going on in the local press as well. Trump is live in Georgia right now, a key swing state that the Democrats are without a doubt going to try to take, a deeply red state that magically goes blue at the right time of night. Let's check in with Donald Trump at the National Faith Advisory Board here quickly before we get to some of the highlights from this weekend.
He has a purpose in your life. So share just a tiny bit about God in your life now, and what, because we all have these journeys of faith. We have ups, we have downs, we fall, we get back up, you know, but you have consistently had this deep respect and honor of God in your life. And that day, I think, showed the world when you knew that God saved you for a purpose.
Well, thank you very much. Amen. You know, that was quite a day, but we had a tremendous crowd in Butler, Pennsylvania. And, you know, it was an amazing set of circumstances. And, you know, my two sons are shooters. They're very good, very high quality. They'd be like a scratch golfer or better. I mean, they're both very good. They know everything about guns, and they learned it from their grandfather. They spent time in Europe back and forth during summers and all, and they're very good. But they understood, they know exactly what the weapon was that they used, that this person used. And it was 130 yards away. And when Don called me first, he said, you know, somebody was protecting you up there because it's almost impossible for even a bad shot to miss you from that distance. Now, he didn't miss me. Probably an eighth of an inch is the difference. And it all happened to be because I was looking there to the side on a chart on illegal immigration. Can you believe it? That famous chart, that now famous chart. But I never do it. It's very interesting because if you look at the circumstances, I never do it. I never use that chart at the beginning. And it's always on the left. I never do it at the right. And I only use it maybe 15 or 20% of the time. I don't use it for every speech. And, you know, I go off teleprompter a lot, which is, I think, better. But it's nice to have a president that can go off teleprompter, right? We don't seem to be having that. We don't seem to be having that much anymore. But anyway, so I was talking about something, and I just said, you know, pull down that chart, if you would. And I turned to the right very quickly, and ping. And I knew something was real bad. And I went down. I think I was screaming, probably go down, because, you know, I don't think I would have been that. If you see the thing, which you've only seen about 10,000 times, it's probably the most played clip ever. But if you see it, I mean, the move down was pretty fast. And I think I was probably listening to different people, including Secret Service, to get down. But no, I got hit. I got hit and, you know, hit hard. And but it was an eighth of an inch. And I was down there, and some things are surreal. I was asked a question the other day by a big journalist. What was it like when you won the presidency? And
It
was Joe Rogan that asked me this question. That was very good. Good question. I thought it was a good. And you know, I talked about it. It was sort of surreal because all of a sudden I'm riding down to the White House and I'm passing a building that I had just built, a hotel, Pennsylvania Avenue, beautiful.
Bring it back. And Trump International, D.C., bring it back.
It's a Waldorf Astoria now. It's nice. And it was very successful. And then we go down a little further and we're at the White House. And then all of a sudden I'm standing by the Lincoln bedroom. I said, you know, that was such a surreal experience. But
all right.
When I was shot.
I'll tell you what. Let's get into some of the highlights from this weekend. Trump on Rogan, the epic rally at Madison Square Garden. And again, folks, I'm not coming on today to put you in the dumps. I'm not doomer pilling you. I'm just calling it as it is. It's like a play-by-play guy for your favorite sports team. If the team is losing, the team is losing. You just call the plays on the field. So that's all I'm doing here. So things can change, miracles can happen, but I'm not going to lie to you, and I'm not going to deceive you, and I'm not going to give you false hope. Now, let's look at some of the highlights from this weekend. I'll tell you what. On that note, let's go to Tucker Carlson at the Trump rally, Madison Square Garden, because again, this is it. This is where it stands, and maybe a lot of people need to come to this realization and have this realization personally. And Tucker Carlson talking about what happens if Kamala wins clip 7.
She is a metaphor for the system they created to make themselves rich and powerful, and then they have the gall to lecture you, the people who can actually change a flat tire and repair a power grid, who have useful jobs, who pay your taxes and work 40 hours a week, lecture you that you are somehow immoral. And Donald Trump has empowered the rest of us through mostly just sticking around in the face of their hate and abuse and persecution. He has given the rest of us the right to call BS on the charade. No, you are not better than us. No, you are not smarter than us. No, you do not deserve what you have. You probably stole it. No, you're not going to bully me into silence anymore. And I can promise you at this point, 9 days out, when Robert F. Kennedy Jr. and Elon Musk and Tulsi Gabbard and pretty much every high school senior and college sorority girl in the country has come out finally say, yeah, I am for Donald Trump, actually. When the entire country has realized there is nothing embarrassing about this, what's embarrassing is to take a perfectly great country and destroy it as they have. I'm not ashamed. You should be. at that moment, it's going to be pretty tough for them 10 days from now to look in the eye to America with a straight face. It's going to be pretty hard to look at us and say, you know what? Kamala Harris, she got 85 million votes because she's just so impressive. As the first Samoan Malaysian low IQ former California prosecutor ever to be elected president, it was just a groundswell of popular support. And anyone who thinks otherwise is just a freak or a criminal. At this stage of the game, after 9 years of listening to their lies and finding every single one of them totally false, no, it's not safe and effective, and no, she's not impressive, it's very hard for me to believe the rest of us are going to say, you know what, Joe Scarborough, you're right. You're right. She won fair and square because she's just so impressive. I don't think so. And to me, that is liberation. It's the freedom to say what's obviously true.
So this is where we're headed, I think. And I'd rather just have a Trump victory. They just admit it on election night. They got beat, too big to rig. And we can get, you know, 4 years of at least fresh air, you know, as the country is drowning. We can get like an oxygen tank sent down to us so we can breathe. And, you know, maybe we'll get some good policy there, too. Maybe Trump will be better than ever. But it's like at least we'll get sent an oxygen tank down here at the bottom of the ocean. This country's drowning. But that's really what they're up against here. How can we look the country in the eyes and say, yep, Kamala Harris won with 90 million votes or whatever the hell they give her? Are they really going to try to do it? And then what? And then how does the country accept that? And they'll own the media landscape. And they'll have all their agents of propaganda promoting the Harris victory is real. But the tiny veneer of integrity and truth that comes from the mainstream media and the Democrat Party and their propaganda agents will be gone. And that'll be it. And after that, all bets are off, folks. I don't know. I don't know. This isn't like 2020 where we can kind of steer the ship. Now it's the ship is too big and there's 30 ships. And what is the realist poll even? I mean, to this day, other than maybe somebody sending you an internet poll, has anybody ever been polled? In fact, Donald Trump on the Rogan podcast suggested he thinks the polls are literally fake, as in they just make them up. And, you know, he was like, this is kind of the big dirty secret of D.C. You know, I don't want to say too much, but, you know, these pollsters make about $500,000 per poll in these campaigns, and he thinks they just make them up. And then they just charge you $500,000 for these polls. I don't know. I've never been polled. I'm not sure I know anybody that's ever been polled. The only polls I've ever even seen or heard of are the ones that get emailed to you, you know, after you make a campaign donation or visit a campaign website or what have you, or sign up for notifications. Other than that, these other polls I've never even heard of. So are they even real? Now, there is a trusted polling source, and that's Rasmussen, and we're going to be joined by the lead pollster over there who runs Rasmussen tomorrow to get an update where he thinks things stand. But what are the realest polls you can find? Probably just polls that are just done on the internet. And obviously that's still not perfectly a perfect formula or even necessarily accurate as far as a national election is concerned. But it is probably the most organic thing you can find to a true poll. All internet polls, Trump wins and dominates. The Joe Rogan Show did an hour-long poll, or a 24-hour-long poll after, or maybe it was an hour, I don't remember. But the point is, the Joe Rogan podcast did a poll after the Trump interview. 97% for Trump. 97% of 181,000 polled said Donald Trump will win. And they'll be voting Donald Trump. The top leftists, the top Democrat propaganda agents on Twitter, put up a poll, Trump or Harris. Trump wins every single time. You can even go onto Facebook. Do they even still do polls on Facebook? They probably banned them because Trump kept winning them. And they banned Trump supporters on Facebook. I don't know. I'm never on there. I'm banned. And he still wins polls there. Is that a second one, guys, or is it just, or is that a screenshot? Okay, so yeah, so you can look at internet polls that are probably the most organic form. Trump wins every single time, even when it's Democrats and leftists running it. Trump wins every single time. Then the numbers. In fact, let's get an updated number on the Trump-Rogan interview, if you can even find it on YouTube. In fact, it appears YouTube was actively censoring the Rogan podcast. And people were taking screenshots when they were trying to search it on YouTube, and they just couldn't get it to pull up. Clip 21 here. I'm not sure if there's sound here. Guys, is there pump up sound if there is. So it's just the video here. You search Joe Rogan Trump interview, and nothing shows up but the negatives. Same thing happened on Google. So you search Rogan Trump, and they put all the negative stories to the front. They don't put the actual interview. They don't put the actual Rogan clips, nothing. They put all the negatives, all the negative headlines. And, of course, Alphabet owns Google and YouTube, is a top Democrat Party donor. But what about that? What's that worth in campaign contributions in kind? Should there be a Federal Elections Commission investigation into Alphabet? I mean, that's billions of dollars worth of free campaign ads, basically saying, or campaign donations saying, oh, we'll censor the Trump-Rogan interview for you, Democrats, and we'll put all the negative results at the top. That's $1 billion campaign contributions in kind. Maybe more. But, oh, we won't have the FEC investigate that. Instead, they'll go after Elon Musk. They'll go after Donald Trump. And the numbers were incredible. If the guys could even find it, let's see what the latest numbers on just YouTube are. And that's not even Spotify. I mean, I put the full interview up on my X account, and it got over 100,000 views. Can you guys even find the full interview? Or is it, did they, okay, so there's the full interview on YouTube. And it's got 35 million views. And that was uploaded Friday night. 35 million views. I'm surprised it doesn't have more, but that's just YouTube alone. Rogan shared the link to Spotify on his X account with millions of followers. All these other people are posting the full video. Like I said, it's got over 100,000 views on just my X account. Compare that to when Kamala Harris went on The Breakfast Club. She got 600,000 views. 600,000 views. That's the big podcast. By the way, here's a funny little clip between Charlamagne and Andrew Schultz where Charlamagne tries to act like his show is bigger than the Joe Rogan Experience, which is just laughable. And Schultz basically laughs at him and says, you're completely ridiculous. And the numbers, of course, don't lie. And so here's that clip 25.
There's no bigger place to go in the business than Joe Rogan now.
The Breakfast Club is pretty big.
Fam.
No.
Fam, stop it. Stop it.
You think Joe Rogan's bigger than Breakfast Club?
10 times your size.
Why do you think that?
Just look at the numbers. I did 10 million views in 2 days.
On what?
On the interview. Between the clips and the interview.
Soulja Boy did 15 in a day.
That's Soulja Boy.
And who was Soulja Boy at that time?
Exactly. Soulja Boy is one of the most well-known artists in the world. Hold on. You really think that your platform is bigger than Rogan?
Just as big, easily.
Come on, bro. Let's look at the recent interviews on Breakfast Club compared to the recent interviews on Rogan.
Let's do it.
Let's have a nice humbling.
Yeah. Humbled yourself there. But when a guy calls himself the God, do you think humility comes with that? I'm not sure if there's an ounce of humility in a guy that calls himself the God. It's actually disgusting, quite frankly. That's why I always call him Charlamagne. I don't know why the others even do it. It's ridiculous. And of course, it's probably 30 times bigger than his show. He says, hey, we got 15 million on Soulja Boy. So what? And what does that have to do with anything relevant? That's nice entertainment. Soulja Boy, cool. So, but that's your big claim is 15 million on Soulja Boy. Trump got 23 million in 24 hours on Rogan, on just YouTube alone. These people don't live in reality, folks. So see, all the organic metrics that you can find favor Trump. The TV ratings, the internet views, the internet impressions, the internet polls. These are organic things that they can't, well, they could rig them, but they don't go to the effort to just rig all the algorithms. So that's the most organic formula right there. And it, they all favor Trump. The Breakfast Club is as big as Rogan. I didn't know Charlamagne was a comedian, because that's hilarious. And even Schultz is laughing. I mean, you can actually hear the people in the background in the studio laughing at how ridiculous that is, too. What an inflated sense of self. But who's surprised? And imagine, though, Trump is putting out so much content. All of these videos that Trump does, all these interviews that Trump does, they're all getting millions of views. Harris is lucky if one gets a million views. What does that tell you? So now, they're big. I guess this is their October surprise. They may have to circle the wagons and try something else. And that's, well, the new sex accusations completely flopped. Russia, they blamed a couple things on Russian collusion. Nobody's listening to that anymore. And so now they're just doubling down, tripling down, quadrupling down on this Nazi deal. And these are just a couple of counts. These are all Democrat, either fundraisers, campaign workers, activists. These are all over the internet. These are just some big accounts that are actively involved in Democrat Party politics. Shannon Watts, it's literally a Klan rally. Talking about the Madison Square Garden. It's literally a Klan rally. Really, I didn't see a single Klan member. Were there Democrats there? Maybe then. I didn't see a Democrat there. Aaron Regenberg. This is a Nazi rally. They're Nazis. It's ridiculous. Elon Musk puts out a new MAGA hat in like a Halloween-themed font. You know, it just looks like Halloween. They go and they say, that's a German font. My God. Elon posted his MAGA hat, which uses Frank-Tor font. Popular in Nazi Germany. He wore this at a rally to evoke the 1939 Nazi rally at Madison Square Garden. He's telling you who he is. This guy went to Israel and put on the hat and let Ben Shapiro influence content on X. Give me a break. Let me tell you something. If I was a blonde Jewish woman, fake blonde Jewish woman that had a Star of David necklace on my neck, I would have 10 million followers. I'd be on all the mainstream news. I'd get promoted on X. Okay, so give me a break. I mean, it's just a joke. Obviously, at this point, it's completely ludicrous. And Michael Whatley and everybody doing the rounds in the media today, how could they say it's a Nazi rally? There were Israel flags everywhere. Oh, great. That makes me feel good. But it's just like, it just shows you how stupid it is. So it doesn't even matter. It could be nothing but Jews. You could have an entire Trump rally with nothing but Jewish people and Israel flags. And they'd say, look at these Nazis. Trump could put on the yarmulke. And bring out his Orthodox Jewish grandchildren. And they'd say, look at this Nazi. It's just clown world. If you still have a Trump sign in your lawn after today's rally, I assume you're a proud Nazi. And it's funny because, like, the Republicans and conservatives really respond to this. And it's fine, whatever. This is the nature of politics. And then they just promote all these Jewish people that love Trump. And they say, see, he's not a Nazi. Look, I love these Jews. Look at all, we promote these Jews. We'll put them all over. We'll put them on Fox. We'll put them on the stage. We'll put them at the front of X. See? It's like Black Lives Matter for conservatives. But the point is that it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. They're going to call you a Nazi. They're going to call you a racist. They're going to call you everything under the sun. They'll accuse you of everything. Facts do not matter to this cult. They have to attack you. They have to slime you. They have to shame you. They have to denigrate you, hoping that the uninformed masses, hoping that the ignorant masses, if they only see one piece of political news, it's that you're a Nazi and Trump's a Nazi or Trump's a rapist or Trump's this or Trump's that, and they hope that's the only thing they ever see, and then when they go vote, that's all they think about. That's the only reason why they do this. So no matter what type of curtailing your message to try to defeat that liberal propaganda, it's not going to make a difference. But you know what? Let's just put things into perspective here, shall we? The 1939 Nazi rally that they're talking about. And so is it a Klan rally, a Nazi rally? They can't figure it out. Oh, the Nazis had a rally at Madison Square Garden. Yeah, okay. Let's just put things into perspective. First of all, it was a different building entirely. It was an entirely different building that was actually in Madison Park. This is a new Madison Square Garden. It is not where the 1939 rally was held. So it's a totally different building, A. B, you know who did have events at Madison Square Garden? Actually, it was the Democrat National Convention. That's right. Gerald Ford, 1980, and Bill Clinton, 1992. So, no, it was not at Madison Square Garden, the one that Trump went to, the one that happened this weekend. It was an entirely different Madison Square Garden in 1939. A different building. How many of these people saying this even knew that, if any? And how many knew that there were two DNCs held in Madison Square Garden? No. Why even bother telling a Democrat, a liberal, the facts? Why even bother? They do not care. They are not interested. They will not hear it. And this is what we're up against. But you know one thing I am starting to hear more of all over the place? No, not everyone should vote. That's right. Now we're getting it. Stupid people, ignorant people, propagandized and brainwashed people shouldn't vote. There you go. Now we're getting it.
Why don't we stop pushing pills on people and start pushing the red pill on people? Because the red pill is the only drug that can cure this mental illness, that can cure things like gender dysphoria, that can cure things like depression, that can cure things like involuntary celibacy, that can cure things like racism, that can cure things like World War III itself. The cure to all diseases, all illnesses, is the red pill. And the best place to get your endless supply of the red pill is band.video, is infowars.com/show, is following at Real Alex Jones on InfoWars, is going to the alexjonesstore.com/VIP and signing up for $30 a month to get $40 a month. Hell, it's not even an expense. It's an investment practically. You buy one shirt a month, you keep us on the air. If we had 20,000 people sign up for the alexjonesstore.com/VIP, for the Alex Jones VIP Club, if we had 20,000 people sign up for that VIP Club, Alex Jones would always be on the air, even if he had to refer to himself legally as the broadcaster formerly known as Alex Jones. There's a reason Prince didn't stop making records after his identity was stolen from him. It's because he was so good and he had such a loyal following and fan base that they couldn't shut him down. They couldn't silence him. They couldn't own him because he had enough support. We need you, just like you need us, just like you need the truth. The truth needs you. Please go to the alexjonesstore.com/VIP. If you buy anything or sign up for anything, do that because it is going to be forever.
Hey, everyone. My name is John. I have been selected this month as the VIP of the month winner. Surprisingly, I received this check for $1,000 in the mail, and it was awesome. It really did surprise me. I had no idea that it was coming, and I wanted to say thank you to everybody at the Alex Jones store for taking care of us and getting our orders out quickly. Keep up the good fight.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.